Mesa. This is Mary Yerkovic, the director of smart content for Mesa. Hello, hello. Are you on?
I am on.
All right,
there I
go.
Am.
I'm so loud, I don't even need a microphone. So we had a wonderful morning this morning talking about securities, talking about some of the challenges, talking about cyber, talking about physical. And then we kind of cross over and really start talking about data. And smart content is something that is so important to our business, so important to us moving forward, whether it's at the company level or also at an industry level, because I think that's really what's changed in the last 5 years. And I certainly won't steal any thunder from Mr. Turner, who I'm hoping is going to come up here and set this up from a smart content perspective. But I've been talking a lot about data. Data as currency. Data as our future. I remember not so long ago where it was like, imagine a world where the content that you push through the pipe really doesn't have any value except for the data associated with it, right? Which was kind of a mind blower at the time. What do you mean? Our content is so valuable, we sell it everywhere. But as ubiquity of content and access to content, global content, thousands of things in production per year, as opposed to our normal hundreds, you start looking at this from an idea of where, how does it all come together? And how do we monetize that content? Maybe not through the traditional distribution deals that we've done in the past. And with the recent developments in mergers and acquisitions, and how do we make that content smarter? So that if we do decide to join forces, it's not a complete fire drill for months, if not years, to get us to really integrate and really get down to business.
Exactly. And, you know, much to what Guy just said, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, 5 years ago, people were planning for 2020. 2020 is now 5 months away. You know, how the conversations have shifted those 8 years ago, talking about how content is king. And then over, you know, the last 10 years, we've discovered, well, there's something more valuable, and it's the data.
Indeed. And I think also, you know, ultimately, when you look at data strategy, right, we're behind the curve, right? It's okay. Some companies are very ahead of the curve and have devoted resource towards it. And some people have kind of said, all right, we don't have the resource, but we're going to put the sweat equity in. We have amazing teams that are really focused on this, drilling down, getting down to that tag level, right? That item level, that cell level, right? But I think that's also another important piece, which is we have to get out of email and spreadsheets. It's not our future, right? And it's scary, I know, right? Wait a minute, my whole life is email and spreadsheets. What are you saying? I just learned how to deal with this. But that's the next evolution. Right, and for us to really create smart content and have it interact and engage with all these different systems and infrastructures, that's really what we're building, that interconnected fabric of platform, user, right, business partner, so that it becomes seamless. And the things that we're now discussing as reality, right, other than far-off fantasy, which they were, right, that idea of, you know, the one-button transcode. How about the no-button transcode? The idea that you have to have a smart contract in order to smartly fulfill something without having a human touch it a million times, right? So we did all the work with the lawyers on the contract side. We have none of the infrastructure to do that in a meaningful way. It's just beginning now. But what it also says is it's up to you. It's the data librarians. It's the data masters, right, who are really going to drive that transformation. And with the knowledge that you've gained in terms of doing this, right? The painful struggle, data struggle that we know you're all going through. That's really where we start leapfrogging and getting well into the future of where we're going. And ultimately, it comes down to efficiencies and driving down to the bottom line. This is what's really going to make us. There's only so much scale. Once we cover the whole entire world, where are we going to go? There's nobody on Mars waiting to watch the Gilmore Girls. So, sorry. Obviously, I'm off on a tangent.
Yes.
Mary, bring me back in. Reel it back in. Close
so
it. We got 30
afternoon,
seconds.
We have some incredible speakers and experts who are going to share their experiences and their knowledge with you. So, you know, we're a small group here. Feel free to chime in and stump some of these experts when you have the opportunity to do so. So, with that.
With that, let's move on to the program. Here we go.